amazing was never uttered. Let's not go that far.
No deep fakes here, my man. Okay. It's all real.
You're right. Sure. Amazing. Okay. All right, what do we have?
You're not the first person to call me amazing. Believe me.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to start with our terrible weather, but I think you've covered it enough.
I've melted
today.
Enough. Can I just start having more of this sandwich?
A little roast beef. Is that what we're working with there? Pretty good. We got a little wheat bread, lettuce, tomato. Mm-hmm. Was that a little mustard you put on top?
I put a little mustard on there.
And, hey, you got a condiment. Mm-hmm. That doesn't often happen when you get a sandwich delivered to you in the studio.
Yeah, where are we at with somebody keeps flying by himself solo to concerts across the across the America? That would be Adam Robert Carter.
Poor guy.
He's in Vegas by himself.
No friends.
He doesn't even ask Jen anymore because Jen's like, no, I'm not going to see Fish.
No.
No.
Just hang out at the Sphere.
She's probably got a guy on the side. Let's be honest.
That's not nice. I'm not going to go there. Let's go here. Let's talk about Congress.
Congress!
Our favorite group of people in this country,
I'm
right?
Have another bite while you're talking.
Yeah, you do that. I've got a lot to say because I read one of those, you know, stories, op-eds this week. You know, Congress is horrible. Everyone's terrible. Nothing happens. Republicans do this. Democrats do that. No one can compromise. Blah, blah, blah. We've read it. We've heard it a million times. Well, I've got a plan for, the Am I Wrong committee has a plan for.
I was about to say, what's going on here?
Improving what we get out of Congress, both the House and the Senate.
Firing all of them?
No, not quite. It does involve a little compromise, which is a non-starter. I get that, but just hear us out if you would, please.
Sure, I'm listening.
First of all, we the people, we get the term limits we want. We get term limits in Congress, 12 years, meaning 6 terms as a representative, 2 terms as a senator.
Mm-hmm.
12 years, that's it. You're in, you're out. In exchange, this is what our representatives and senators get. For agreeing to term limits, we abolish the primary system for incumbent candidates in Congress.
So they're there.
They
face no opposition within their own party.
Within their own party. They can still get bumped out in a general election, certainly. But this way, we get the guys and the gals that maybe vote their conscience, maybe vote with what their constituents are telling them they want, instead of having to vote for the party or get bounced out and get primaried like we see happening.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. Because
I really thought you were intrigued.
Anything that gets us more to the center, I'm for. I still want challenges because I fear who's going to win for the Democrats and the Republicans are just the extremists. And then if we ever would get somebody as a primary opponent who's a little bit towards the center, they have no chance. And we're now saying, because we're down to like 60, maybe 50 seats in Congress that really are up for grabs versus it's just Republican district or it's the Democrats district, that, I mean, once somebody gets elected, they're just set forever as opposed to an opponent challenging them. But it's kind of where we're at right now, too.
I think that's what we've got already, don't we?
We got to find some way to get more to the center of this country. Some way. 12 years. Yeah, I'm for a two-term Senate max. Two-term Senate. But let's say, what if you're an effective, because I was saying 16 years was mine. Because then, so in theory, you could be 2 terms as a congressperson. But then only, you know, if you do that, only 2 terms as a senator. Like Amy Klobuchar, let's give an example. The most popular politician in this state, and second isn't close.
Yeah, Jesse might argue.
He might argue. He definitely would argue. And I think she's been very effective. I still, you know, unfortunately, she's the rarity as someone who's affected. I would right now, I'm so down on most of them. I guess I'm willing to lose some of the better ones to get rid of more of the lousy ones. But then are just the lousy ones going to be replaced by other lousy ones? Because it's just to the left, you're far to the left, and the Democrats, you're far to the right.
I say that's what we get now.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of lousy in there, and the, you know, as we've said a million times and everyone else has made the point, push yourself further left, push yourself further right. The party loves you that much more.
I also think Klobuchar, like others, has stopped going on home team coverage. She should come on a show occasionally where she's pushed a little bit. Not like it's withering, not it's overwhelming, but a couple times I'll see her, oh, I hear you say I won't come up with him. Well, come on. Then she comes on one, then she vanishes for 2 years. Let's go.
When's the next hot dish cook-off?
I'm never doing the stupid hot dish conversation.
Why not?
Because hot dish stinks. It's not that good.
Well, that's a very broad statement.
It's accurate. Am I wrong? Hot yes. dish. Get out of here with it.
There are some quality hot dishes.
Not really. Not really. Let's do one more. And then we'll pause for...
Yes.
What's his name?
The Am
Moose
I
Miller.
Wrong committee has examined, broken down, looked at all the tape, all the analysis, done our own analysis
Whoa.
Of Timberwolves versus Suns.
Oh,
beginning
great
tomorrow.
Insight. I got pen and paper
Target
right here.
Center.
Yeah.
The committee paid attention to the conversation with John Krasinski.
Yeah.
At the top of the show.
That's podcastable. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey app, WCCRadio.com,
yeah,
Spotify,
Odyssey,
where
maybe.
You were.
I mean.
It's possible.
Possible.
You got about a 50% chance.
Is George Soros going to improve our app? Okay. I mean, along with the liberal talking points, can he get like some 12-year-old to improve our app?
That would be good.
Can we get
that?
That
would be good. That would be very nice. As we've broken it down, the committee has come to a conclusion.
Oh, can I guess your conclusion?
Yes.
The Wolves are going to win, and we've swung too far in believing the Suns. Because I'm almost leaning there. I mean, I favor the Suns, but now it's like we're turning this in like it's going to be a heroic upset if the Wolves win one game. We're going a little too far.
No. The committee will tell you what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Wolves in six. Or maybe Phoenix in five. We're not really sure.
Am I wrong?
There's no am I wrong about it. I mean,
those are the only two. It won't go seven. It won't be Wolves in five. It won't be a sweep. It'll be either Wolves in six or Phoenix in five. You got it here first.
Okay, hit the button. It doesn't even require a response. Can I offer up an am I wrong?
Okay. I guess you can try. It's probably not going to sound very good.
Am I wrong? Will Jason have four of his sponsors on as a guest today on the show?
Wow.
Yeah?
Wow.
How about that?
What is that accusation?
I don't know.
That wasn't even am I wrong. That was a question.
It was a question to Dave Harrigan.
Wow. Sounds like jealousy to me. Maybe you try.
Well, it could be. It could be. I mean, that's always an option. That is always an option.
Yeah.
Why are you in the basement as opposed to you're almost always downtown?
It's true. I am in the basement because tonight Alyssa and I are going to a fundraiser.
A gala?
It's the Builders Association. Do they gala?
I don't know. Are you more a gala or a gala?
I'm gala.
Gala? Okay.
Myself.
Harrigan? Gala, gala.
I go gala.
Gala. I think I'm a gala guy.
All right.
Policy now.
Yeah.
Noon to three.
Yeah.
Gala.
I usually dance around the term because I don't know the right way to say it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Are you the host?
No, just attending, but I thought it would be better if we could drive together instead of me having a car because it's by Mall of America.
Of America.
Just for logistics. This is strictly a logistical move based on having cars in the right place.
What a liberal elitist you've become.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I know.
I did. I did hear too that you tried to say we're sick of the college kids protesting. Then everybody got mad at you, like you were supporting, like killing every Palestinian on the planet. You know.
And all I was saying is that I'm sick of our obsession about it. Yeah, I don't care if college kids protest; they're college kids. Why do we act like they deserve? Like that should be front page news? Oh no, 19-year-olds are upset about something. Who cares?
Same thing for me.
Let them do their thing. That's all I'm saying.
I agree, and it's like we're turning this into a story about Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Oh,
like it's the same thing. What I've said about Malia and Sasha, and now Baron. If it's really something substantial. Okay, if it's just normal stuff when they're in high school or college, leave them the bleep alone. Who cares? It's just not news.
One of the texters nailed it, and they were like, "We're just always looking for something to be outraged about, and this is an easy thing."
Yes.
And I think there's something to that.
I agree. All right, what do we have? Well, Jason, right in the middle of Am I Wrong?
The committee listened to a good portion of the new double album today. Tortured Poets Department from Taylor.
Sure.
We played a lot of the bumpers, all the bumpers today were from Taylor's new album.
I have an idea where this is going. Buckle up if you're a Swiftie.
31 songs, the Tortured Poets Department. There are some absolutely great tunes. She and her team, obviously great with the lyrics. Very poetic, as it is in the name.
Mm-hmm.
But the album as a whole, the double album as a whole.
Well, hopefully you'll be on the next album.
I'm sorry. All the songs sound the same. They're all morose. They're all the same plotting. Let's go. Let's get a banger in there,
Shake
Taylor.
It off?
Yes, give me a little Shake It Off. Get me some summer thumpers. Let's go.
Am I wrong?
Well, everything we play today has been of that theme, too.
Of that theme.
Yeah. Have you now, you're a diehard Swiftie.
I have. I've listened twice through.
Okay.
Dave's right.
Yeah.
Of course.
It is.
Let's not go that far.
And I think it's okay. Like, it's okay that there are no bangers on this album. But it's not going to be as commercially successful.
Are we
sure? I don't
know.
It got me thinking about, like, the whole, well, sure, like, she'll stream a bunch of stuff.
She
but,
could
like,
put
compared
anything
to
out
some,
right now, and the whole world will buy it, seems like.
This strikes me as, like, it's an artist creating art for herself. Like, this is her, like, closing the chapter on some stuff. And musically, like, lyrically, like Dave said, it's super interesting, right? Like, you have the most popular artist of our time saying that she was kind of faking it. Like, it sucks to be in the center of everyone's attention all the time. Pretty remarkable.
Does that resonate, though, while she's, you know, worth $2 billion?
Yeah, I think so. I think people, because you look at her biggest fans, like, sort of grew up with her, right?
Yep.
So I think they can empathize with that because she does. It's not like she's whiny about it, but it is an acknowledgement of it is sort of amazing. That said, like, the musicality, meh.
Again, she's out crushing people, though. I mean, she's sweet, she's kind, but, man, Joe and Matt and Kimmy K.
Don't you wish the songs were as angry as the lyrics are, though?
Yeah, that is interesting because if you listen to the words, they're vicious. But the way with the music in the background and the way she sings it, that's, I think, how she couches it from being just a hammer over the head.
And it might be like she's been working with the same producers for, I don't know, 5 years. Maybe it's time to mix it up, right? Have a little different sound in there.
Okay. Let
it's kind of like you did with your show.
Yeah. Let me just be on the record here. Taylor, I'm on your team. It's Dave Harrigan and
coward.
Jason DeRussia who
Can't
are crushing you. I love you, Swiftie. I got my 13 bracelet on. Let's go.
Pathetic.